When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com. Put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Attorney at County Law, Karen Conti. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Bob, and happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
Same to you. And as people get ready to shop online now, we need to make everyone aware of all of this identity theft going on. It's running rampant, isn't it?
Well, it is in so many different ways. The Tribune announced this past week that there were about 200,000 people who received debit cards from the Illinois Department of Employment Security, from unemployment. And people have been calling me about this for a while, and I just didn't understand what the fraud was. But apparently, state and federal fraudsters have sent these debit cards to various people in Illinois, including the Attorney General himself. And basically what it is you open up this debit card thinking you're entitled to something, and they somehow send money to themselves and not to that debit card. So what you should do if you get a debit card or you get something shady like this is to report it. I have a number that I can give out where you report it. But don't open it, because if you open up that debit card, then you're going to open up yourself to possibly more fraud. You might want to actually put a freeze on your credit. One of the things you can do is go to the Illinois Attorney General website, and there's a thing, a little click on, you can talk about freezing your credit. And you go on to Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion, and you put a freeze so that people can't access your credit for a period of time. But it's serious, because you don't want someone to grab your identity.
You want to give out that phone number, Karen?
Sure. 800-814-0513. 800-814-0513. And you can always email me at wgn@kcontilaw.com, and I can be happy to send that to you.
Give that email address again, Karen.
That's kconti, K-C-O-N-T-I. I'm sorry. I got to wake up this
morning. It's early.
I'll have my coffee. it's WGN@kcontilaw.com.
WGN@kcontilaw.com, and it's C-O-N-T-I. And what about shopping online? What do we need to be aware of?
Well, you know, I think just the main things to be concerned about are, if it looks too good to be true, it probably is. Reading all of the details. People get so excited, including myself, when you find a deal and a bargain and you think, oh, this is perfect, let me just buy it right now. Well, and then the websites kind of encourage you to do that, but you really need to read, what are the return policies? What happens if this is not what I wanted? How much do I have to pay to send it back? How long do I have to send it back? And is this for a store credit, or is this going to be a refund? And you should read all the reviews and make sure they're real reviews, not just fake reviews put up by the vendor. And so you just really need to just do your homework and be really careful before you hit that send button, because there's a lot of bad people online.
And unfortunately, it is the season for those packages to sometimes disappear. But I imagine with more of those Ring doorbells and cameras around, hopefully that's less of a problem this year. What are you hearing?
I don't know. I mean, last year, I think it was $5.4 billion worth of valuables were stolen from people's porches. That's a huge amount of money. And I'm not even sure if these doorbell things are stopping people, because I hear a lot that they just continue to steal it and they don't care at all. Once they're up on the porch, they've already been recorded. But you know, the problem is that when you order something, the obligation of the vendor is to put it on your porch. Once it's delivered to the place and the address is correct, then they have no further obligation. So then it's on you. So the problem is, you know, you're going to have to call Amazon. Amazon has a customer service number where you can call them and try to work something out. You can actually maybe do something on your credit card. Your credit card may have an ability to have some sort of insurance on, you know, insurance claim. But I would say, you know, if there's a lady down the street who's always home, have it delivered to her. Have it delivered to your office if you're still going there. I even know some police departments are actually allowing you to have your Amazon stuff delivered to them, and then you can pick it up. So there are other options. Don't just assume that that's going to be safe there, because if you look at the numbers of $5.4 billion, it's probably not safe.
Right. A little bit of political chat here before we let you go, Karen. Are we about to head into the pardon season? Because presidents often do this before they leave office, don't they?
They do, and it's normal, and it's fine. And there's nothing wrong with that. I know pundits will say, oh, this is terrible. You know, I think we're going to see a bunch of them. I think Paul Manafort, campaign chairman, who had got seven years, you're going to see him pardoned. Michael Flynn, the national security advisor, who's trying to withdraw his plea. We have Roger Stone, who is the political consultant who Trump commuted, but he could now pardon him. Steve Bannon, the campaign CEO, who's now being charged. And now we also have the issue of the children. Not saying that they did anything wrong, but why wouldn't you pardon your kids? And the whole Trump organization, which can also be accused of a crime. So I think you're going to see a lot of pardons, and he can do it. There's no problem with him doing it.
Yeah, I'm confused about this business of can President Trump pardon himself, and talk about pardoning members of the family and so forth. But you pardon somebody who hasn't even been convicted of a crime? I don't get that.
Or even accused. And that's what Gerald Ford did with President Nixon, as you recall. He wasn't charged with anything at that point. So, yes, you can do that prospectively. You can do it prophylactically. The president has broad power to do that. But remember, it's only for federal crimes. So if the states want to go after any of those people for crimes that against the state, the president's pardon does not cover them on that.
And one more thing I wanted to ask you about. There's talk that Garland could be appointed by Joe Biden as the U.S. attorney. And the Republicans, of course, famously refused to vote on Garland for the Supreme Court. What do you think about him? What do you know about him?
Well, he's a Chicago native, born in Chicago. He went to school in Lincolnwood, Niles West, as a matter of fact. He's 68 years old. He's a very high-end attorney. You know, he was a Harvard graduate, undergrad, and law school, and he clerked for a Supreme Court justice. He was also a prosecutor, and he was one of the federal prosecutors who prosecuted the Oklahoma City bombing defendants. And although he doesn't have heavy experience as a prosecutor, he did work for the Clinton administration in the Attorney General's office. So he's had varied experience. He's had good experience. He's obviously very intelligent, and he seems like a good man. So he might not be a great, he might be a good choice. And he probably would be a great choice for the Attorney General here.
Merrick Garland. All right. We'll be hearing his name, I think, in the coming weeks. Karen Conti, thanks as always. Enjoy the holiday.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.